This is a copyrighted work. Unauthorized copying or distribution is a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $250,000.
Scholastic Audio presents Making Bombs for Hitler by Marsha Forshuk-Skripik, read by Jennifer Jill Araya. Chapter 1. Losing Larissa, 1943. The room smelled of soap, and the light was so white that it made my eyes ache. I held Larissa's hand in a tight grip. I was her older sister, after all, and she was my responsibility. It would be easy to lose her in this sea of children, and we had both lost far too much already. Larissa looked up at me, and I saw her lips move, but I couldn't hear her words above the wails and screams. I bent down so that my ear was level with her lips. "Don't leave me," she said. I wrapped my arms around her and gently rocked her back and forth. I whispered our favorite lullaby into her ear. A loud crack startled us both. The room was suddenly silent. A woman in white stepped in among us. She clapped her hands sharply once more. "Children," she said in brisk German, "you will each have a medical examination." Weeping children were shoved into a long, snaking line that took up most of the room. I watched as one by one other children...